Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every snowflake means that Arnie Spanier is sitting in an absolute blizzard conditions up there in Vermont as we bring you the second hour of the Tony Bruno Show on the aptly named Tony Bruno Sports Network. An old friend of the show, I didn't realize he was in Vermont. What was the big song, Autumn? No, Autumn in New York. What was the Vermont song? Let's ask the man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the stinking genius. We know him as a man who I work with in L.A. who made this effect. I don't know whether he trademarked it or copyrighted it, but this was the sound that I heard for many, many years in Los Angeles when we worked together and the Lakers were going through some tough times. You know, they had some winning seasons, but they had some tough times. And Arnie Spanier would always proclaim on national radio,
"Oh, Laker fans!"
Exactly. But not anymore, because they are actually in first place in the all-important play-in tournament in their division. Ladies and gentlemen, from Vermont, where it's got to be cold, but he's never cold because he is the stinking genius, Arnie Spanier. How are you, man?
Tony, long time. I'm so happy to reconnect. If I had a nickel every time I heard, "Oh, Laker fans," I'd have more money than Bezos. You know that. I'd be super rich, man. It'd be unbelievable. Those are a long time ago. But by the way, now that you're in Florida, which is better, California or Florida? Where do you like
that? Well, I mean, I loved L.A. I lived there for 11 years, so I'm not going to knock it. I mean, you know, we did the same thing. The weather was nice. Robin and I would ride our bikes every day, right on down to the beach. So I wanted to live near the ocean when I moved. I didn't want to live in the valley. You know, you move to L.A., you want to live near the beach. And so I moved to Florida because I like living on water in a spot where I can afford to build a house, not on the beach, but on a canal that gets to the beach. And so, you know, I've always loved Florida. I'm not one of these guys, "Well, when I retire, I got to move to Florida." You know, that's not the way I am, man. Robin and I took her here for the first time years ago, and we drove around, and she's seen the East Coast and Keys and all the other places. And we drove around, and we found a property, you know, before everything went crazy with the prices. Luckily, after 2008 and that disaster. But we found a lot, and we're going to build our forever home. So I said, the next time I move, it'll be on a gurney out of my house at a burial at sea right out there in the Caloosahatchee River, which empties out into the Gulf of Mexico, Arnie Spanier.
I love it. I love it, man. No, that's awesome. No, that was a long time ago. Look, I like Florida. It's just not really for me. Maybe I'll come visit you sometime.
Absolutely. Well, especially in a couple of weeks when you will be buried in feet of snow. And I love Vermont, man. I love Stowe. Yeah. I mean, the skiing up there. The ski areas are already opening up there, right?
Oh, and here's the funny part, Tony. We don't even have to live here. We could live anywhere we want. I could, because I have a, you can build studios now in your house. It's so easy. I have a beautiful studio down in my house. We can go back. My wife doesn't want to go back to Arizona. Her mom's live there. No Colorado, no Los Angeles, no nothing, man. It's like either Vermont or New Hampshire. It's like we're in witness relocation.
So how did you pick? You said your wife's got family in Arizona, and Robin and I love Arizona. We were there for the Super Bowl. She's got relatives in Arizona and California. You know, I got relatives in a lot of places, too, but most of them are in the Philly area. My son's in Maryland, one of my sons. And so you have a situation where you can decide where you want to live. And as you mentioned, you can do your shows because you're still doing stuff on Fox Sports Radio, right?
Right, right. Yeah, still doing that. The reason we came up here is my kid played hockey like a dozen years ago. And then he went through high school. He played in college, played a little professionally. Now he's with a company that he teaches, hockey and in like Boston, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Vegas, stuff like that. So that's why we're up here. But otherwise, I love Vermont. It's been 11 years, almost 12 years now. So it's good, man. I just when it's cold out, I don't leave my house. So I stay home 9 months a year. That's pretty much it.
So you don't do any skiing? You don't have like ski out of your house driveway and you're right on the chairlift? You know, like those people have those A-frames, and then they go right out and they ski right into the chairlift, man.
No, we're not. Look, it's like 30 minutes for me. I don't need to be right on top. My wife's a skier in the family anyway. My wife and my son, I don't ski. So, I'll sit in and have a beer or something. That's about my winter activity there, Tony. You know that.
Now, Arnie, do you have like a hot tub that you can sit out in with the snow all around you and get all toasty?
No, I don't even have that, Rob.
Wow.
I live in one of those condo associations. God forbid I even plant tulips. My wife planted tulips. Get that down. What are you doing? You can't have that here. So No hot tub or anything like that. But
wait, do you have cable? Can you see Laker? Can you see? I'm joking. They probably have better internet than we have here in Florida. So you watch sports. You're doing stuff on weekends. So you're on. Which shifts are you on the weekends on Fox Sports Radio?
I used to do Saturday and Sunday, and that's too much for me, Tony. I can't tie up my whole weekend. So I do Sundays. I fill in when I want. They ask, well, you know how it is with these big-time Monday through Friday guys. They take off like every other week. So there's always stuff to fill in if I want to. Otherwise, I enjoy my time up here, my free time. I do this Orange Theory Fitness. I don't know if you heard about that. I'm sure you have. And I do that like four or five times. And I play in a couple basketball leagues. And I just pretty much watch sports whenever I feel like it. So it's not too tough for me out here.
And the amazing thing about Vermont, our good buddy AJ in San Antonio went to school in Vermont, and there have been some great NHL players who played up there with the Catamounts, right?
Yeah, Martin St. Louis, absolutely. I mean,
how about John LeClair? Don't forget John LeClair.
You're right about that. I have actually some of these guys end up coming back up here during the summer. They play some golf up here. It's so funny. We get a lot of stars. There's no doubt we're a vacation destination type town. So, during the summer, anytime, it could be the winter, it could be, the fall foliage, population like triples. It's absolutely amazing. And you see famous people flying into town and coming. But Jerry Springer used to be here all the time. I used to go crazy. Jerry Springer, man, I love you, man. I love you. Every time I see that guy.
Did you start screaming, Steve, Steve?
It's so funny just like running into these stars. Actually, we try to leave them alone as they're here on vacation. They're mostly with their kids and stuff like that. But you do run into them from time to time walking. The only place to go is they go, where's Church Street? And Church Street's four blocks long. It takes you 20 minutes to walk. And that's pretty much all there is to do in town. You better find the place you like and go have dinner, but you're not doing anything else.
So Burlington is the biggest city, right? Then there's Stowe, which is the ski area. I mean, I love Vermont. I used to go to Vermont when I worked at ESPN. One of the people who worked there, a woman who worked there with Beth Faber, she had a house in Vermont, and she would let me get my family and take them up there 1 week in the wintertime, and we would go up there and ski. And the skiing up there, when you live in Philly,
tremendous.
You got these little hills, and they're not mountains, but the verticals up there, I mean, it's just God's country, man.
It is. It's beautiful up here. You know what? It is kind of a way. It's a lot slower pace of life. And Tony, look, I live an hour and a half from Montreal, three from Boston, five from New York. I mean, I'd get in my car anytime, go get myself a nice hotel room or go down to Boston for lunch or go up to Montreal. So I got plenty around me and it's nice up here. And I don't know, the only place I'd like to go back is I went to the University of Arizona, but my wife's like, hell no, we're not going there. It's like a 117 in the shade in the summer.
It's a dry heat, Arnie. You know that. It's a dry, other than the haboobs. Other than the haboobs. And I, you know, when it's the only word with boob in it that I don't really like. You know, a haboob, boobs are good. Haboobs are not.
It is scorching out there. So it's, you're going to have to bury me out here, Tony. That's for sure.
Wow. Arnie Spanier, ladies and gentlemen, the stinking genius. We have breaking news from Jeff Passan on the high-speed baseball wire. Right-hander Luis Severino and the New York Mets are finalizing a one-year, $13 million contract. It will join the Mets in the rotation in significant need after spending his eight-year career with the New York Yankees.
Am I supposed to be excited after what happened to us last year? I really have come to the point where it's like hockey playoffs. Just get to the playoffs. I don't care who you sign anymore. I'm not impressed anymore. We went ahead and spent a whole bunch of money, and it didn't do us any good anyway. So
you're talking about the Yankees baseball or the Mets? Because both New York teams sort of shit the bed last year, Arnie.
I know. Is that incredible or what? It was the worst year for New York baseball, maybe of all time. I'm not even sure. I don't know if the Mets and the Yankees, and the Mets didn't, but I don't know if the Mets and the Yankees ever finished last place the same year. But it was a complete debacle. Look what's going on with the Jets, with the Giants. I mean, the Knicks are like carrying the torch out here. So you know things are bad when the Knicks are the best team.
Well, you know, things are so bad, New York is only going to change its name to one, not New York, New York. It's just going to be downgraded to New York only.
Oh, jeez. And the fans, they get so absolutely nuts about this. It's a bad time, man. It's like, you know, being a Chicago fan when they went through all their bad, like being a Chicago fan now, for crying out loud. Kind of like the same thing.
It's an outrage. It is an absolute. You got to become a Philly fan. Philly right now, at least in this particular era, things are going good. I mean, this, you know, the Phillies didn't make the World Series, but they had another great season. Obviously, the Eagles are playing well. Now, are you a New York Jet or a Giant fan? Because, you know, you take your pick. Pick your poison. There's really not – I don't know which team is worse and which team is has the better – obviously, the Jets have a great defense. But the Giants – which team is in worse shape, Arnie?
Well, first of all, who's my favorite team? You know what's so funny is I'm a Met fan, and I named my son Shea for Shea Stadium. Had I had a girl, it would have been Madison for Madison Square Garden. So, you know, I'm a New Yorker thick and thin there. I love the Knicks. My mom used to take me to the Knicks game. We used to go stand out in front of Madison Square Garden and wait till we got a free ticket because we couldn't afford it. I mean, it was just like unbelievable. I used to love the Islanders. But as for football, I didn't like the Jets or the Giants. I was always a Dolphin fan, probably a front-running kid. When they went undefeated, I'm like, yeah, this is good. Got to be a Dolphin fan, man. Hey, they don't lose games the whole year. So, you know, I was a Dolphin fan as a kid moving forward. Never really liked the Jets or the Giants.
But did the Dolphins sometimes make you cry as the great Hootie and the Blowfish?
You know, I played golf with him. You know that, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Darius Rucker, I played golf with him down in North Carolina. And, dude, he is so much in the sports talk. This is before all the other baloney he used to do. I mean, he knew everything. He was fantastic. He was a lot of fun. I had a blast with him.
Yeah, I got to meet him when I was at ESPN, and he would always do the ESPYs, and I'd go to Madison Square Garden for that. And he's a great guy. Now he's a big country star. Big country guy.
I got to tell you, I got to write a book about celebrity sightings, man. I'll give you a quick story. I used to have a friend of mine, Tony, that was really, really rich. He was adopted, but we didn't know. We were just kids, like 16 years old, 17 years old. And one day, you know, of course, what 17-year-olds do, we're partying up, drinking beer at this guy's house, drinking some Michelob, having a big party, and he's throwing a beer against the wall. And I'm telling my friend, I'm not a painting aficionado, but he had a Van Gogh up on the wall there, you know, covered by glass. And I'm like, man, this guy's got a lot of money, man. Cops come by, you know, because we're having a big party. And I knew he must have had a lot of money because the cops even harass us. They're like, can you just keep it down? You know, the neighbors. So anyway, there's a ring at the door. and I'm plowed. And it's some guy there. And I go, hey, what's going on? He goes, hey, my name's Betty. I go, Betty? What kind of dude's name is Betty, man? And he just gives me a big old smile. He goes, I saw the cops here. Wanted to make sure you guys were okay. I go, Betty, come on in for a beer, Betty. He goes, no, man, I'm not coming on in. And my friend goes, who's at the door? I go, it's your neighbor, Betty. And the guy goes, no, I just want to make sure you're okay. And the guy leaves. Well, his name wasn't Betty. It was Eddie, like in Eddie Van Halen.
No way. And he didn't want to party?
Are you kidding me?
I thought, man, well, I'm calling him Betty, man, for crying out loud. for like 10 minutes. And you know, he's like, and he gave me one of those smiles like, nah, man, I've been in your shoes many a times, probably like in about 10 minutes from now. But no, he was very cool, man. It was pretty funny. Then you know your friend's got a lot of money when he lives next door to Eddie Van Halen when he was alive, that's for sure.
Exactly. By the way, I have more breaking news. As you're on the show, the great Arnie Spanier up there in Vermont, we gave you the Luis Severino going to the Mets from the Yankees, and now... Boy, Patriot fans are going to really, really be pissed off, Artie.
Uh-oh.
Because the trends right now in the Boston area are Robert Kraft, pregnant, and Zappy. What do those three have in common? Not really much, but Robert Kraft just found out that the New England Patriots game on Monday Night Football has been flexed.
Yes.
Who would have thought it, right? Because now that game that was supposed to be on December 18th, Monday night, Patriots and Chiefs will no longer be on Monday Night Football on December 18th. It moves to Sunday, December 17th, a 1 o'clock start on Fox. Meanwhile, the NFL didn't flex the Vikings and Bears atrocity the other night.
But then
they slapped they add even more salt into the wounds of Robert Kraft and the Patriots organization, man. How about that?
What a debacle. You know, my prediction was before this year that this is going to be Belichick's last year. And a couple things pointed to that, Tony. First of all, if you have an ego in the success of a Bill Belichick, do you really want to be around with the Patriots anymore? Look what's going on. You knew it was going to be a bad year. Mac Jones wasn't the answer. You're getting disrespected. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. You're not even going to be a 500 team as long as you're with the Patriots. They don't care. Plus, Robert Kraft is going to turn over, if he hasn't already, the reins to Jonathan Kraft. You think that old man, Robert Kraft, is making any decisions? Get out of here. You know Jonathan Kraft's calling the shots. And once he officially takes over the team, which is probably when Robert passes away, then it will officially be, I want to go and do it my way. He's going to leave sooner than later. You hear the rumors out there. You know, if Tom Brady's going to own part of Las Vegas, why didn't he coach Las Vegas? Because Tom Brady probably don't want him around. You hear the Chargers an option. There's a lot of options.
Well, one thing's for sure, Arnie, he is not going to the Carolina. Why would Bill Belichick leave Robert Kraft, as bad as things are, and go coach the worst organization with the worst owner, Tepper, down there in North Carolina?
I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, he would do it because he has carte blanche. Look what Tepper could offer him. Everything short of a percentage of the team. But, you know, Tepper needs him, or the new coach for one reason. If you ever want to move on from the mistake you made at quarterback, you bring in someone like Belichick, and he starts in a new direction if you have the number one pick. But the number one pick is going to the Bears anyway, right?
Yes, so, the Bears or who's the other Bears? Carolina. Well, Carolina gave up their pick to the Bears. Yeah, so the Bears will get it.
The Bears will probably get the number one pick. Who knows the shenanigans, but the Patriots might have the number one pick when it's all said and done. They're not going to win another game. Look, if I'm Belichick, I got to get out of there. Maybe I want to go to the Chargers. Maybe Tepper's going to offer me so much money, and he's got all the money in the world besides Bezos. Maybe he wants to go ahead and go over there for the money. He just doesn't. I don't think he'd want to be in New England. I wouldn't want to be in New England anymore if I was him.
No, I agree. He could come down here and go to the Orchards of down here, the great massage parlors. You remember when he went to the Orchards of Asia? I've been to the Orchards of Asia massage parlor myself. You know, I didn't get the Robert Kraft special. I did get a happy ending. I did get a happy ending at least. And I asked, what can I get for $10? And you know what they said, Arnie? You know what they said when I said, what do I get for for $10.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Sometimes good, sometimes shit. So I was there when it was an afternoon shift and they didn't really have their top talent there. But Robert Kraft should have told me to go late night because that's where the action is at the Orchids of Asia down here in the great state of Florida. By the way, Arnie, you know when Robert Kraft bought the New England Patriots? Do you remember that year?
No, I have no idea.
1994. I remember because I was at ESPN in 92, and back then, the Patriots were terrible. I mean, you know that. Patriots had back-to-back losing seasons, 92, 93, and then Robert Kraft buys the team, and now all of a sudden, this is familiar territory. Well, it's unfamiliar territory. The last time they had back-to-back losing seasons, 92, 93, Kraft bought the team in 94, and now they're about to put two bad seasons together.
What do you think? Let me ask you this, Tony. What do you think about Cuban selling, 70% of his team, $3.5 billion? A lot of rumors. You heard the one that he wants to be president. I don't buy that. He kind of shot that down anyway.
Yeah.
You heard the one that he lost the money in the Bitcoin crypto thing. Could be a possibility. I'm not sure, but he still gets to maintain the majority control. I'm not sure why he went ahead and did something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line is, I mean, he doesn't need, you know, he'll still be going to the games and sitting there courtside, but he won't be allowed to criticize the officials anymore because he only owns a small part of the team. I mean, it's smart. I can't believe he left the, what's the show that was on? That's a no
Shark
from
Tank.
Me.
Shark Tank. Yeah.
I mean, that had to be easy. Right, Shark? I mean, you think those people were really putting up like $100,000 to support companies? Why don't they support the Tony Bruno Sports Network? I'm going to call Mark Cuban. He's an old friend. I used to have him on. Hey, Mark, I need like $250,000 so that I can hire a staff so poor Robin doesn't have to work 24/7, and then we can hire. In fact, right now, I'm going to make a presentation to you, Arnie. Right now,
yes,
I'm not asking for your money, but I'm asking you, since even you can do it from Vermont, I'm asking you, will you take a shift here on the Tony Bruno Sports Network? I'm going to give you a choice of shifts as long as they're not 7 to 10 a.m. or 3 to 6 in the afternoon. How about noon to 3? We're close to a deal there. I mean, weekends. I mean, you name it, and I'm going to give you a shift here. I need the stinking genius back on the airwaves, man.
You're the best, Tony, man. You're the best. I love you. It's been so long. I still have that picture of us hanging out at your house in Venice. It was unbelievable, man.
Oh,
it was,
man,
beautiful place. It was, you know, that was like it seemed like 100 years ago.
Were you there on the Moroccan bench days? Yeah, that's when I built that Moroccan bench in my backyard. If that
Absolutely.
Moroccan bench could talk, Arnie, I'm going to write a book. If my Moroccan bench could talk.
That was BR, before Robin.
Before Robin, yes. But yes, the bottom line on that flex again, and we knew this was coming because they want the Eagles and Seattle on that Monday night game. And I'm surprised there haven't been more flexes, you know? I mean, when you consider some of the bad games, I mean, that Bears game the other night set football back to the leather helmet days. I mean, that was awful, and I have nothing against the Bears or the Vikings, but seriously, how many people turn that game off at halftime or even before that?
You know, Tony, on my show, I do a segment each week we call After Week 10 or After Week 12. After Week 12, I know this. And I don't know, maybe it's always been like this, Tony, and I just never noticed it. But, man, there's usually a few bad teams. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL. I don't know, a lot of bad quarterbacks, a lot of bad teams. Jets, Patriots, Titans are bad. I mean, the Commanders, the Bears, Carolina, Arizona, and there's like about 7-8 really, really bad Giants. That's just horrible that you don't even want to watch when it's all said and done, Tony.
Yeah, now people in Boston are obviously fired up, and they think that if Robert Kraft were smart, he would make a trade for Bill Belichick now before he walks on his own or he gets fired, because Belichick's going to have to do something. I mean, it doesn't matter who the coach is right now. You don't have any talent. You don't have a quarterback. I mean, it's a mess up there. So what do you do? Don't you trade Bill Belichick right now? Try to sign somebody who will give you something for him?
I don't think anybody wants to really give up a first or a couple first-round picks or a first and second. I think they think they can get Belichick in the offseason when, you know, New England and him part companies, which is going to be the way, Tony. That's the way it's going to happen. They'll walk in, they'll settle on something, he'll become, and he just signed some secret contract in the offseason. Nobody knew about that until a couple of months ago. So they'll come up with an agreement. Robert Kraft is a very, very reasonable guy. He's actually one of the owners in all of professional sports. I really do like him. He really is a good guy. Even Tom Brady still loves the guy. It's not going to be a problem. They'll part ways. They'll give him money. Everybody will be happy. Belichick will say it was the best years of his life, but he needs to do something else before retirement, and it won't be a big commotion. You wait and see.
I think things went to shit when he lost that hot girlfriend he had last year. Something went wrong there. I mean, because she was a smoke show.
For a long time.
I know.
For a long time. That's crazy. You
when
know?
You're an old grumpy dude like Bill Belichick and you got a smoke show girlfriend and then that ends, that's the sign. That's the sign from above. By the way, Bill Belichick, this is a great note here from Bryce N. NFL. Bill Belichick will be 72 years old on draft day. Robert Kraft is 82. 82 minus 72 equals what?
10.
Mac Jones' number is 10, but he probably won't be on the team. So 10 minus 10 equals zero. That's the best breakdown of the Patriots I have ever seen, Arnie Spanier.
Mac Jones was on the sideline. If I was him, I would strangle somebody. Zappy? But you know what cracks you up? These bogus quarterbacks, Zappy and the guy who was on the Bears who played what, some college I never heard of, intramurals or something like that. I mean, there's not enough T1 quarterbacks. And hey, this guy played at Georgia. Let's try him out. This guy was second string at Ohio State. What the hell? You got to take him from a D2. I'm smarter than everybody in the room. No, I got to take him from Hoboken State. They're just fantastic. It's amazing, Tony. It's crazy.
To finish that tweet about 10 minus 10 equals zero,
yeah.
It goes on to say there will be zero teams drafting ahead of the New England Patriots on 2024 draft day, and they will have the number one overall pick.
They may. They may.
Yeah. I mean, it's tankathon. It's tankathon right now. I mean, it is tank city. And everybody, even the Patriot fans, my good friend, you know, the great people around here are all these Patriot fans because, you know, in Florida, everybody comes down here. All the Vermont plates, you know, the Massachusetts, the Ohio, the Pennsylvania, the Canadians, the Ontarios, the Albertas, they're all down here, man. And the Patriot fans actually want the Patriots to lose. You know, and the great Pete Shepard, legend in Boston radio back in the day on WEEI, he's now our morning guy here at the Tony Bruno Sports Network.
Oh, wow.
And even he is wanting the Patriots to not necessarily tank. They're not good enough to win. And so does it really matter who the quarterback is?
It doesn't make it. They want to lose. You're right. It doesn't make a difference who the quarterback is unless they lose. And they got to hope that Carolina wins. I don't know if Carolina, but they play in that such bogus division Carolina does in the NFC South. They may win by forfeit or something, you know, by excuse. So, you know, maybe they don't end up with the number one pick and it's the Patriots. And it could turn around the franchise again. There's no doubt about that. It may keep Belichick around if they have the number one pick. But I'm not sure Belichick wants to go with a rookie quarterback like that anyway. And, you know, wait 3, 4, 5 years till he starts to develop. I think that's a little too much.
You know, I saw the story that you know who they wanted to draft? You know who wanted to draft the guy that he drafted from Alabama? There were other teams that on that draft day that were looking.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, there were other teams looking, and they didn't pull the trigger. The Chicago Bears were thinking about Mac Jones.
It goes to show you when you play for a school like Alabama and you have three wide receivers, two of them that are first-round picks and that are stars in the NFL, I could be quarterback. It's not like you have to throw it on a dime where they have to catch it. They're like 20 yards ahead of everybody else in college. So you just throw it up there and you look like a great quarterback and then translate to nothing in the NFL.
Except for, of course, the great Philadelphia Eagle former Alabama quarterback that went on to Oklahoma and now has developed better than anyone thought when he was playing in college. The great Jalen Hurts.
He looks fantastic. You know, my partner on Sundays does the Oklahoma football game, sideline, halftime, all that stuff. And he didn't think that Jalen Hurts was going to be a good NFL player. He was like, yeah, I'm not so sure about him. And he's usually positive about just about everybody out there. I think he fooled a lot of people, Tony. He certainly developed a lot better. I think he's a lot better than Lamar Jackson. That's for damn sure.
Well, it's pretty close. Lamar is pretty damn good. And right now, the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the AFC, and the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. Big game, San Francisco in Philly. Arnie, love you, man. It's so great to catch up. Wait a minute. Robin, we have people on the text line.
The text line, we have Don Juan 2024 texting in saying, love the stinking genius. Used to drive me nuts when he was on in SoCal. Mighty 1090, I think. Great to hear that annoying voice again.
And the no one, this is a man, this should be, you should get this tattooed. If you, I don't know, do you have any tattoos, Arnie?
No, I don't, but I could always get one. You know?
I think if you're going to get one tattoo, maybe a tramp stamp, if you want to go that way, it has to say,
oh, Laker fans!
I may do that, man. I won't even tell my wife, but I may do that.
And don't forget, download. Tell everybody in Vermont, I want you to go to every snow. I want you to go to the top of Mount Snow and get a bullhorn and scream as loud as hell. Download the Tony Bruno Show, Tony Bruno Sports Network app. Whether you have an Apple phone or whether you have an Android phone, download the free app, turn it on, and listen to the quality. I mean, it will absolutely blow your ears out up there in beautiful Vermont.
I will definitely do that, Tony. And I know you'll never come up here, so next time you come up, dinner's on me then.
Absolutely. No, I love Vermont. I want to. Robin hasn't been to Boston yet. I got to take her up north.
Oh, she hasn't
been to Maine.
I haven't been to Vermont.
I know. She hasn't been to Boston. She hasn't been to Maine, but she's been to Oklahoma. She's been to Spain. But she hasn't been to, that's
my
the song,
first,
remember that?
My
Robin.
First husband's, so my sister and brother-in-law, my ex-sister and brother-in-law, does that work? Or do you still call
that
them?
That works,
okay.
Yeah.
They own a beautiful little marina up in Vermont now. They moved from Montana, and they have a lovely little place up there, and the invitation is open to go visit. So
except it's frozen 9 months of the year, though.
Yeah, now it would not. You don't go to visit a marina in the winter.
You don't have to cut the grass up there either. You know, all the people from like Minnesota, the people who cut grass in Minnesota, they come down here and cut the grass all winter here in Florida.
That's smart, because you're not doing it in Minnesota, that's for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Is this what is the song? This is
Moonlight in Vermont.
Moonlight in Vermont. That's the song.
There you go.
Do you play this at night, late night?
I want you to know something. They film a lot of those Hallmark movies up here, dude, and I am begging to get in. I want to be the guy. I run the inn with the fake beard and the mustache, and I got an axe in my hand, and I'm like a lumberjack. And the guy goes, you're letting the woman of your dreams get away.
Oh, that's
there's
perfect.
There's nothing I can do. She's on the next flight. I go, I know a shortcut to the airport. I'm in my truck. It happens to be running. And we get to the airport just in time. I need that part, Tony.
You were in one of those movies in California, the Animal House movies, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did a nude scene, too.
No. So,
yes.
American Pie.
American Pie. Remember all the American Pie reboots?
Where was the nude scene?
You got it, flaunt it. You know, that's what they always say. So I was in bed. And you know what's so funny? I was in bed naked with a beautiful blonde. It took like 5 hours to film. I told my wife I was getting paid $10,000 for it, but I did it for free. Because I just wanted to do the scene.
And it was which one? It was American Pie.
American
which one?
Pie.
It was the pool boys, and I'm in the trailer, so you could see it for like a split second.
Now I'm gonna have. Was it the original American?
No,
Pie?
No, it was one of the remakes, right? It was one of the
pool boys. The pool boys. Okay. That was it.
But it was part of the American Pie the American Pie universe, not the Marvel universe.
To be in Fatal. What is it? The one where they kill everybody? Fatal something or other?
I don't know.
Where there's like six or seven or eight of the movies out there. And I was supposed to be in that one, too, but I couldn't film.
Well, I knew you when. You were just a guy who used to scream on the radio in Southern California and around the world. The great Artie Spanier, ladies and gentlemen. Love you, brother. I'm glad we got your
Love
number.
You too.
We couldn't find your phone number. We had to make some calls, man. But I'm glad
we hooked up, brother. Found it. Yeah, buddy. Miss Robin, I love you. I'm glad you didn't call me anytime, Tony.
All right, Arnie. Take care, brother.
Take care.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Arnie Spanier. Love that guy.
Wow, that was like a Dolby clap. That was a double-double.
See, that's one of those Frank Sinatra songs that doesn't get its love.
No.
He does Autumn in New York, and this is called what?
Moonlight in Vermont.
It's a good song, Robin. Some late night fireplace crackling in the background with the air conditioning still running because it's back up to 75. We're coming right back. Tony Bruno and the whole gang. It's Moonlight in Cape Coral.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.